Well, we know that he is a good driver, but we are happy that he is with us tonight.
I want to thank the Lord this evening for the privilege that is mine to be with you. I want to thank the Lord for giving me strength. There are many things that I used to do that I can't do anymore. But thank the Lord, I can still drive.
我感谢主, 我还可以开长途车。
I'm not saying that I'm a good driver.
我不是说我是一个很会开车的人。
But we always want to take the Lord Jesus in us and with us, driving or whatever we're doing.
我愿意每一次在开车, 我都带着我的主, 在我所开车, 或者我遇到的人。
And He's been watching over us and giving us safety and strength, and I really want to thank Him.
我们的主一直在看顾我, 一直保护我, 没有平安, 所以我要把感谢赞美归给他。
I think that I'm learning what it is to draw from the resurrection life and power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我想我们都在学怎么能够支取这复活的生命。
Did you notice I said I'm learning? I did not say I have learned.
你听到我没有说我已经学会了，你听到我是说我在学。
When you read the Bible, you will find the Apostle Paul saying I have learned.
你如果读圣经，你看到使徒保罗说我已经学会了。
In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. He said, I have learned that. And he said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. I'm learning that. I hope that you can say in your heart that you want to learn that along with me.
我希望你们在心中也是同样跟我一样说说，我也要学这个。
I don't know if you recognize that or thought maybe that I chose some of these hymns and songs that we sang tonight.
有没有发现这些诗歌是我选的？
But
我们弟兄选的。
I did. By the Lord's grace.
靠着主的恩典。
And I have my reasons for choosing these hymns.
我选这些诗歌是有我的原因的。
This last hymn that we sang was written by a what I consider to be a great missionary and a great woman of God.
最后一首诗歌我们唱的, 我感觉她实在是神很用的一个宣教士，一个姊妹。
She's with the Lord now.
她现在已经在主那里了。
Her name is Margaret Barber.
何淑文姊妹。
She was a missionary to China.
她是曾经到中国的一个宣教士。
And one of the other hymn that we sang, 271, is by Emma Bevan. Yeah. Frances Bevan, actually, but it says Emma Bevan in that 271. These two women were two of the women that had a real impact on Brother Watchman Nee.
这两位姊妹对尼托森弟兄, 当时都有很大的影响。
And so I love these hymns.
我很喜欢这些诗。
I think that Sister Barber knew that there is a possibility that we as the Lord's people could be defeated.
我相信我们这个何淑恩姊妹，她看见说我们神的儿女是有机会会失败的。
We need to remember, always need to remember, yes, we have our wonderful God and our Lord and Savior.
我们知道我们有一位奇妙的救主，奇妙的神。
But we have an enemy who wants to destroy us. And so we're living in this world in the midst of a battle. Amazingly, the battle is already won. And God wants to make that very real in our heart.
已经得胜的征战能够在我们里面成为真实。
This victory is accomplished.
这个得胜是已经成就了。
Everything that God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth to do, He has finished in a great, great way.
所有神派他儿子耶稣基督在地上所要做的都成就。
And so, let me say this one thing about this last hymn we sang.
我想再讲一点关于最后这首诗歌。
You notice, or I'll remind you of the last two words of the chorus.
在副歌里面有最后两句话。
In thee.
在主里面。
We are victors only in the Lord Jesus Christ.
只有在主里面你才有机会得胜。
The great thing is that if we've opened our heart to the Lord Jesus and been saved, God has put us in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们相信主，我们得救了之后，神把我们摆在基督里。
This is a great fact.
这个是一个何等伟大的一个事
实。I'm not going to speak tonight primarily about that, but I want to ask you to do your own private research into that great fact in the New Testament.
我今天不会只注重讲这个，但我希望大家好好去查考一下，我这个何等大的一个事实。
Someone has said that the ministry of the Apostle Paul can be summarized with a couple of very small words.
有人说保罗在地上他的执事可以用几句话啊几个字来就是可以形容的。
On the one side, Christ in you.
他说一方面基督在你里面。
And the other side, you in Christ.
另外一边是你在基督里。
These are tremendous facts.
这个是何等伟大的一个事实。
And God wants to reveal them to us more and more day by day.
神要用每一天把这个事实启示在我们的里面。
Number 271, I just wanted to remind you of the first verse that we sang.
271首我想讲一讲关于第一节。
Why do I love this hymn?
为什么我喜欢这首诗歌?
I love this hymn because of the first, primarily because of the first verse.
我喜欢这首诗歌主要的还是第一节。
And it tells us this.
他这里说,
God in heaven has a treasure.
神在天上有一个宝贝。
And that treasure is Christ.
这个宝贝就是基督。
Christ the Son.
基督神的儿子。
And then it says, God on the earth has a treasure.
神也再继续说，在地上也有个宝贝。
And that treasure is Christ revealed in us.
就是基督启示在我们的里面。
That is one of the greatest things that we can ever realize.
这个是我们在地上最要找出来的一件事。
God wants to reveal Christ in us.
神要把基督启示在我们的里面。
He wants to give us an ongoing, growing, increasing, enlarging vision and revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神要在我们里面日复一日的把基督在我们里面启示给我们，能够越过越看得清楚。
This is His one desire.
这是他所盼望的。
When God spoke audibly in the New Testament more than once, this is what He said.
在新约里面主讲了很多次。
It was as though he was pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他指着耶稣说。
And he said, "This is my beloved Son."
神说这是我的爱子。
In whom I am well pleased.
是我所喜悦的。
What a glorious thing it was that God gave us Christ.
你看这是何等的荣耀，主把神把基督给我们。
Oh, I want to encourage you tonight.
我愿意在这里勉励弟兄姊妹。
Don't sit there too quiet.
不要只坐在那里很安静。
Now you may come from a reserved and a quiet culture.
或者你是从一个非常安静的文化过来的。
But when I say something dynamic and glorious, you can say hallelujah or amen.
当我讲了一些非常震动人心的话，你可以说阿门，哈利路亚。
In fact, if I pick up one mannerism of dear brother Frankie, it would be this.
我们方子弟兄会讲。
And he said something glorious.
当他讲到一些非常荣耀的话，
he would do this.
他会这样做，拉个耳朵。
In other words, I'm waiting for a response.
我在等候你有一个回应。
Say something.
讲一些话。
Now there's only a few words that I know in Chinese.
我只懂几个中文。中文。
I'm glad I know this one. It's Shishi. I'm not sure I'm saying it exactly right, but I think I am.
谢谢。
But there's another one.
还有另外一个。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What we were in a meeting recently in England.
我最近在英国。
And some of the people in the group were having a bit of a controversy as to what language they will speak in heaven.
他们在讨论的时候说在天上用什么语言的呢?
And someone I think said, surely it will be English.
大家都说一定是英文。
I don't think so.
我不相信。
There's a heavenly language.
天上一定有天上的语言。
I don't know much about it yet.
我不是很懂得太
多。But one word I know.
有一句我懂。
That all the earth knows.
每一个在地上的人都懂。
And that's hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's not wait till we see him personally, face to face in heaven, to cry out hallelujah.
不要等到我们那天面对面见到主的时候，我们才呼喊说哈利路亚。
So I praise the Lord tonight.
我感谢赞美我的主。
And I do want to thank him that we could be together with you.
我真的要感谢他，我们今天能够聚在这里。
I hope when the meeting is over, you will be able to say, I enjoyed everything about the meeting. I hope you will be able to say.
我希望今天晚上聚会完，你能够说，哇，今天每一刻我都很享受。
But I can tell you already, I've enjoyed the meeting up to this point. I'll tell you why.
我可以告诉你，到了这一点，我到了这个时刻，我非常享受。
Because I've listened to you sing.
我实在喜欢大家唱诗。
And I felt you were singing with gusto.
我觉得大家是用力的在唱。
I don't know how to say that in Chinese.
我不会用中文讲了。
But with you were just singing, and oh, it's wonderful to be together to sing as loud as we can, and joyfully.And rejoicing in the Lord.
何等的快乐能够与圣徒一起用力的在主面前唱诗。
So brothers and sisters, keep on singing.
弟兄姊妹，一直做一个唱诗的人。
Don't let the devil rob you of your song.
不要让仇敌把你的唱诗歌那个灵拿走。
He will try.
他会试的。
He will try.
他会试的。
So sing when you're alone.
一直都在他面前唱。
Moms and dads, sing in your family.
父母亲在家里唱诗歌。
Teach your children to sing. Sing at the table.
吃饭的时候也可以唱。
Don't stop singing.
不要停止唱诗歌。
Sing in the car.
在开车的时候唱。
We do.
我们是唱。
Well, you don't hear us, but we sing.
你们没听到，我们是在唱。
So don't let the devil. You know the devil's a thief.
仇敌是要把在这里拿走这些的。
And the Bible tells us that he's a liar.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的仇敌就是说谎言者。
He's not only a liar, he's the father of lies.
他不只是说谎言，他是谎言之父。
And so he will try to, and he's a thief. He will rob us.
他会把我们该有的抢夺掉。
So let's tell the Lord in our hearts tonight that we don't want to let the enemy rob us of anything.
但是我们都跟我们的神说，我不要让仇敌把该给我们的把他抢走了。
Let's turn in our Bibles to the first book of Samuel.
我们翻到撒母耳记上。
Verse 13, of first chapter, sorry.
撒母耳记上第一章
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 13
第十三节
Now Hannah she spake in her heart only her lips moved but her voice was not heard therefore Eli thought she had been drunken
原来哈娜心中默祷只动嘴唇不出声音因此以利以为她喝醉了
Yeah, I want to just for a few moments capitalize on that fact that Hannahspoke or prayed in her heart.
我愿意在这里稍微注意一点，就是说，哈拿她的祷告的时候是从她心中向主祷告的。
I hope you know the background of this, what I just read.
我希望大家懂得这个故事的背景。
I'll tell you, I'll try to tell you very briefly.
我很简单告诉大家。
There was a man whose name was Elkanah.
有一个人的名字叫做以利加拿。
He had two wives.
他有两个妻子。
Penina and Hannah.
这个一个叫比利拿，一个叫哈拿。
And Hannah was suffering terribly in this relationship with her husband.
哈拿跟她丈夫的关系不是太好。
The reason she was suffering
为什么她这么痛苦
is because, like almost every married woman, when they begin their marriage, I said almost, but most, I'm sure.Almost every married woman, when they get married, they want to have a baby.
我相信哈，这大部分的女子如果结婚了，都想要有孩子的。
And what a trial it was for Hannah.
但对 对哈娜来讲，这是何等大的一个试炼。
She couldn't have any children.
她不能够有孩子。
That was bad enough.
已经够惨了。
Because that was almost like a curse in that culture and generation.
在那个时候，这个就是一个咒诅。
But the other difficult thing was that the other wife, Peninnah, could have children one after the other, no problem.
那第二个妻子比尼娜来说，一个记住一个一直生下去。
And Peninnah gave Hannah a bad time.
这个第二个妻子比尼娜就一直给哈娜很
I don't know how she did it.
的一个情况。
She just tantalized her. She just gave her a difficult time.
她只有一直在这里嘲笑她。
But God knew exactly what was happening.
神知道这是在发生什么事的。
And can I remind you tonight?
我可不可以邀请你？
That God knows exactly what's happening here tonight in this room.
神知道，完全知道今天在这个房子里面所有人发生的事。
How do I know?
为什么我知道？
Because He's looking into your heart.
因为他看到我们每一个人的心中去。
And my heart.
我的心中去。
I cannot look into your heart.
我没办法看到你心中在想什么。
I can think that I sense something in your heart by your facial expressions, but I cannot look into your heart.
我可能能够感觉到从你的脸上的表情猜测到，但我看不到你的心。
But as we sit here,
当我们坐在这里
，and as we went through this day,
我们这一天走过来
，God has been looking into our heart.
神一直在看我们的心。
He knows exactly what we've been thinking.
他知道我们究竟在想什么。
And all the desires,
我们所想要的
，and all the everything about our heart, He's been looking there.
所有我们所想的，他都在里面看。
And he knew what was happening with Hannah.
他知道究竟在哈娜身上要发生什么事。
And it's so amazing.
奇妙的。
Hannah had this tremendous need.
哈娜有这么强的需要。
She wanted to have a. She didn't just want to have any baby. She wanted. It had to be a son.
她不是只是要一个小孩，她要一个儿子。
And maybe what she didn't know was at this very juncture in history. God had a need, a great need.
他可能对哈拉人很不知道，神在历史这一刻里面，神也有一个很大的需要。
Let me just tell you tonight.
我告诉你
，Don't discount what God can do in your life.
不要看小看神能够在你生命中所要做的事。
God wants to do great things in every one of our lives.
神要在我们每一个人心中做大事。
And He wants to use us dynamically while we live.
当我们活着的时候，他要做大能的事情。
God wants to do that.
神要这样做。
With each of us.
对我们每一个人都这样做。
But what Hannah didn't know was that God had a need.
哈娜可能不知道神也有个需要。
He needed a man.
他需要一个人，一个男人。
He was looking for a man.
他在寻找一个人。
He was preparing things on the earth for a man.
他在地上一直准备好，就找到这个男子。
Because God was about to change the whole dispensation of time, right at the juncture of the book of Ruth and the book of Samuel. Right between them, God was about to change things the way He did them in the Bible.
在历史的里面，神就在路德记跟撒母耳记这个关键时刻里面，神要有一个时代的改变。
So God was going to change from the time of the judges to the time of the kings.
神要从世事时代换到这个君皇时代。
And he needed a man.
他需要有一个人。
And so Hannah was suffering.
说哈娜在哪里受痛。
There she was standing in the temple.
她站在殿的里面。
Praying quietly, just moving her lips.
很安静的，只是嘴唇在动的祷告。
And Eli the priest.
以利是一个士师，也是祭司。
Sometimes I think was a typical man.
他是。就是今天这个男人
because he didn't ask Hannah why are you praying the way you're praying or what's your difficulty he didn't say that
他没有记载说他就问哈娜究竟你有什么难处啊
he said you've been drinking
他说你是不是喝了很多酒
you've been drinking wine or strong drink no Hannah said no
他说你是不是喝醉了哈娜说没有
so Eli didn't understand her And even Elkanah, her husband, did not understand her.
就算她的丈夫以利加拿也不认识她。
As a husband of a woman who wants to have a child and can't, we still don't really understand her.
就是这个做丈夫的这么爱哈拿的一个人也不认识她。
I've been there.
我走过这个路。
And I would have been happy to have no children.
我也会很高兴如果我没有孩子。
But she was crying.
但我太太在哭。
Oh Lord, I've got to have some children.
她祷告说我主啊我我总要有点孩子吧。
So thank the Lord.
我感谢神。
There came a day when we adopted two boys.
所以有一天我们领养了两个男生。
So Hannah was suffering.
So Hannah 在这里她受了很多。
And her husband said this to her.
她丈夫对她这样说。
Am I not better to you than 10 sons?
我不是比十个儿子更好吗？
And I hope the Lord will forgive me because I wrote a word in my Bible there.
但是赦免我在圣经上也这样写了。
And I said, no.
我说 no. 不行。
I think Hannah would have said that in her heart.
我相信 Hannah 在心中也这样说。
Am I not Hannah the husband? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? Hannah would say. She didn't say it out loud, but inside, I think she said, "No."
我相信当她丈夫以利加拉跟她说，哎，我不是比十个孩子更好吗？她里面一定大声喊说，不行。
I've got to have a son.
我需要有个儿子。
And she cried out to the Lord.
说她对神呼喊。
And when Eli recognized what was going on in Hannah.
当以利知道哈拿究竟在做什么的时候
he said this,
他这样说
Verse 17
Then
Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way, and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad.
17节以利说你可以平平安安地回去愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的哈拿说愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩于是妇人去吃饭 脸上再不带愁容
Hannah through what Eli said God gave her a word
这个以利讲了话之后神给哈拿一句话
Before this she was weeping
在这之前她在哭
She was praying to the Lord
她向主在祷告
she could not eat
她没办法吃
she had this tremendous burden this thing going on within her
这个这么大的负担在她里面
but when Eli gave her those words she laid hold of those words as a word from God and she got up and ate and went home and things were different from that time on
当她听到以利讲了这句话她就相信这个话是从神来的所以她就去吃饭他就回家事情就成就了
Now let me tell you tonight
让我告诉你
I know I'm the one that's speaking
我知道我是今天在这里讲
But as we read the word of God
当我们在读神的话
And as I share with you
当我跟你们教跟你分享
God can give you a living word tonight
神今天晚上可以给你一个活的话
Tell the Lord in your heart Lord give me something living in my spirit from you
在心中对主呼喊说主啊给我一个活的
He can do that
他可以这样做。
He did it with Hannah.
他在哈娜身上就这样做。
Listen, he did it with me.
你听，他对我也这样做。
In October,
在十月份的时候。
June and I, when we first came to America from Canada, we were in a gathering like this in Washington D.C.
我们在首都美国首都 D.C. 那里，我们有好像这样的一个聚会。
And I was going to get up and preach in a few minutes, but we were having the Lord's table.
我是要准备上来交通的我们之前有主的桌子
and a young brother from India got up and read at the Lord's table before we partook together he read a scripture from Matthew 28
有一个从 印度来的一个弟兄读了马太福音第28章
it's a wonderful scripture
这个很宝贵的话
it's what the angel said to the women when they came to the tomb after the Lord had been crucified and he wasn't thereAnd there the angels met these women. And in the midst of that, the angel said something.
就是在那天主复活的早晨天使来到坟墓旁边对他们说
I don't want to take the time to go there and read it because I've only got another hour.
我只有还有一个小时时间
And I'm afraid I'm not going to get done.
我怕我讲不完
So let me just tell you.
那我告诉你
This was the word.
他讲了什么话呢
He goes before you.
不要害怕他已经在你之前去了
In other words, the angel said to the women The Lord Jesus Christ goes before you
这个天使对妇女们说，他已经在你们之前已经去加利利了。
Go and tell the disciples.
你去告诉弟兄们。
And they ran.
他们就跑。
Can you imagine these women running?
你有看到这些妇女在那跑
？With their long robes.
长裙。
Running.
跑。
But the word that I believe the Lord spoke into my spirit that day was, He goes before you.
在主那一天给我活的话，那就是说我的主在前面已经走了。
And somehow.By the work of the Holy Spirit, I laid hold of that word. And that word, God used that word in our lives as we traveled almost 9,000 miles across America and back, preaching in different places. He goes before you.
就因为这句话，我后来几个月里面大概开车走了9000里。我就因为主的话说，主在我前面已经进去了。
I don't know what impact that had on all the other people that were there.
我不知道这句话对于那天聚会里面这么多弟兄姊妹有什么影响。
For me,
对我
it was a living word.
那是一个活的话。
It was a rhema.
那是主启示的话。
God will give us a rhema.
需要给我们有雷玛。
He can do it tonight for you.
今天晚上也可以在我们任何一个人身上工作。
Ask him in your heart.
只要你里面向主求。
Because he's looking in your heart.
因为他正看进每一个人的心里面。
As I'm sharing with you.
当我正在这里跟大家交通。
Little did I know that on January the 2nd, my wife and I would be driving on our way across Texas in the desert when a snowstorm erupted so close to the Mexican border. Can you imagine it? A snowstorm.
1月2号我在德州，就靠近墨西哥的边界，我竟然遇到一个大雪。
And the speed limit on that highway is 80 miles an hour.
那条公路是可以开80里的。
Oh, I like that.
我很高兴。
But that day we were doing 15 or 20 miles an hour.
那一天我只能开15-20里。
And there were many transport off the road, tipped on their side, and cars down in the gully, and people, and nightfall coming on, and in the desert, 100 miles from the next garage, and God just, it seemed like God put a hook in our van, and just,
很多车掉到沟里面去了，翻车了。这个，但是我们在开的时候，好像神用个勾住我们的车，一步一步带着我们走。
He goes before you，
因为他在我前面先去了。
And we remembered that，
我们就一直记住这。
And we were heading for a town called Van Horn，
我们到了一个镇里面叫做 Van Horn，
where I know there are about 15 motels，
里面大概就15个旅馆。
And you know there's not many towns and motels in the desert there.
你知道因为那个是沙漠地啊，这个不是太多旅馆的。
But we were looking for a room.
我们就想找一个房间。
And I'm quite sure that many people went there that night and didn't get a room.
我相信那天晚上很多人在找房间找不到。
Because we stopped at 5 motels, I think 5 or 6, and they were full.
我们停过大概5到6个这个小旅馆，都说满了。
And I went to one.
哦，我最后去了一个。
And they said we have one room.
还有一个
说
他有一个房间。
I'll take it.
我就要。
Well, it has 3 queen beds in it. I don't need 3 queen beds. But they're going to charge me for 3. That's okay. I'll take it.
他的房间里面有3个双人床。我不需要这3个，但我就拿下这个房间。
因为
我要付3个双人床的钱。
I only need 1 queen bed for the queen and myself.
我只需要一个大的双人床给我的王后跟我。
Sometimes they offer us a king size bed, but I only need a queen.
有时候给我这是美国的床啊，这个 king 是最大的，但我不需要。
He goes before you.
因为他在我前面先去了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So God can give us, every one of us, individually, a living word tonight, and I hope that in your heart you're asking Him.
神能够给我们一个活的话，但愿我们在主面前真的是这样求的。
God gave Hannah, God gave her conception, and Samuel was born.
神就让哈娜怀孕，撒母耳就生下了。
Brother Kong tells us that Samuel was an epoch-making vessel.
这个张立松说，这个是神一个转移时代的一个器皿。
I don't know how you can translate that, but he was great in God's plan.
他是在神的计划里面一个重用的人。
Because God was going to use him as a great prophet, and eventually he would anoint 2 kings and bring in the dispensation of the kings after the judges.
他这个 这个在神面前他神大用他，他是一个大先知，在他在世的时间他高了两个王，他把十四时代结束了，带进君王的时代。
Hannah's life was changed.
哈拿的生活变了。
Not only when she gave conception,
不是因为她怀孕,
but when Eli spoke that word and she took it as a word from God. That moment she was changed.
乃是当以利讲了那个话之后，她里面变了，就从那个时候开始变
了。God gave her a word.
神给了她一句话。
She went back home with Elkanah and God gave her conception.
她回家了，那神就给她怀孕了。
He gave her a son.
给她一个儿子。
Do you remember her promise to the Lord?
你记得她怎么应许神的吗?
If you give me a son,
你给我一个儿子,
I will give him back to you.
我会把他终身献在你面前,
for his whole life.
终身在你, 在神的面前。
Can you imagine Hannah rejoicing over that baby?
你当他把孩子生下来, 你能够想象他拿那, 那个欢喜雀跃的光景吗?
But she did not forget what she told the Lord.
但他没有忘记他跟神许过的愿。
She did not forget her promise to God.
他没有忘记他曾经应许过神的。
She gave him to the Lord.
他把这个孩子给了神。
And God watched over him even as a child.
所以神就看顾这个孩子。
Now I want you to turn to chapter 16 of 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第十六章。
Now I'm going to read from verse 6.
第六节开始。
This is the occasion of Samuel anointing King David.
这个故事乃是讲的撒母耳开始要高大卫做王。
1 Samuel 16 and verse 6.
16章第六节。
And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab. This is Samuel. He looked on Eliab and said, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him.
他们来的时候，撒母耳看见以利亚，就心里说，耶和华的受膏者必定在他面前。
But the Lord said unto Samuel,Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
耶和华对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看人的外貌，耶和华是看人的内心。
Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this.
耶西叫亚比拿达从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，耶和华也不拣选他。
Then Jesse made Shama to pass by, and he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this.
耶西又叫撒玛从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，耶和华也不拣选他。
Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, The Lord hath not chosen these.
耶西叫他七个儿子从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，这都不是耶和华所拣选的。
And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither.
撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？他回答说，还有个小的，现在在放羊。撒母耳对耶西说，你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不坐席。
And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance.And goodly to look to, and the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he.
耶西就打发人去叫他来，他面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美。耶和华说，这就是他，你起来告他。
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他胸中膏了他，从那日起。这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫，撒母耳起身就回拉玛去了。
The main thing that I want to bring from this scripture is this.
在这一段的圣经里面，我要讲这个。
God does not look at things the way we do.
神看事情跟我们看的不同的。
He looks at our heart.
他看我们的心的。
That's why I said earlier, as we sit here, God's looking into your heart and my heart.
所以我之前就讲了，我们坐在这里，神在看你的心在想什么，我的心在想什么。
He knows everything that we're thinking.
他知道我们所有所想的。
He knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
他知道明天要发生什么事。
Which I don't.
我不知道。
And we don't.
我们都不知道。
But he knows.
但是他知道。
And so I'm going to ask you tonight.
今天晚上我想问大家。
I'm going to ask you as I share from the Word of God. I'm going to ask you in your heart to tell the Lord five things.
我心里当我在交通的时候，你好不好在神面前从心中跟主讲五件事。
These are five things that I'm telling the Lord myself.
这有五件事是我在主面前告诉主的。
And I want you to join me.And telling the Lord these five things.
我也希望你有这五件事，你在神面前也这样说的。
For the first thing, let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
第一件事，启示录第二章。
And we're going to read one verse from the message of the Lord Jesus to the church at Ephesus. Revelation chapter 2.
第一个事情，是我们的主对以弗所教会所要讲的话。
Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4.
第二章第四节。
Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃。
In the preceding verse, in verse 2 and 3, there are approximately 9 commendations that Jesus gave to the church at Ephesus.
在第二、第三节，大概有九件事情是神给以弗所教会都看见的。
Nine pluses，
九个预言。
Nine affirmatives，
九个确定。
Nine good things，
九个好事。
And then Jesus said this，
当然耶稣就讲这个了。
Nevertheless，
他说还有一件事。
I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love。
有一件事我要责备你，因为你失去了起初的爱心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
I'm telling the Lord Jesus,
我今天告诉我的主,
again tonight,
今天晚上,
Lord,
主啊,
I want to have first love.
我对你, 我要那起初的爱。
I want to love you with first love.
我愿意是用全部的爱来爱你。
What does that mean?
什么叫做起初的爱?
Only the Holy Spirit can really interpret that to us.
只有圣灵能够将这句话在我们里面翻译给我们。
And he will do that.
他会这样做。
If we honestly tell him in our heart,
如果我们诚实对我们心中讲话，
Lord Jesus, I want to have first love.
主耶稣，我要那起初的爱。
I don't want you to be second best.
我不要你是次要的。
I don't want to put anything else before you.
我不要在你之前我还摆了什么东西的。
I want to have first love.
我要你是我首要。
So tell the Lord in your heart now. Tell him, Lord.I want to let show me how to have first love.
你可以是这个时候跟我们的主说，主啊，给我把你摆在第一位。
Number two.
第二个。
Turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119, and I'm going to read verses 140, and then 159 to 167.
我要读一百四十节，然后到一百，然后再从一百五十节九节读起。
Now I'm not sure who wrote this psalm.
我不知道谁写的这篇诗篇。
Psalm 119 is the longest psalm and maybe the longest chapter in the Bible.
这个诗篇一百一十九篇是最长的一篇诗篇，可能是一章里面最长的一章。
There are 176 verses.
一百七十六节。
And every verse but two, I think, speak about the Word of God.Can you imagine? 174 verses about the Word of God.
有174节都是讲到神的话。
It calls the Word of God different things.
他讲到神的话是这个，是那个。
His statutes.
他的典章。
His testimonies.
他的见证。
His precepts.
他的训词。
But he's speaking about the Word of God.
都是讲到神的话。
140
节。
Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it.
你的话极其精炼，所以你的仆人喜爱。
What I'm asking you to tell the Lord in your heart this evening, number two, is this.
第二件事，我希望你今天晚上在主面前讲的。
Lord, give me a great love for your word.
主啊，给我对你的话语有何等的喜爱。
Give me a great love for the Bible.
给我对圣经你的话有一个从里面出来的爱
for your written word,
是你写下来的话
and make it your living word,
但愿你这个话是你写下来成为活的话
in my life,
在我的生命中
So the writer of this psalm says in verse 140, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it.
他说因为你这个话极其的精炼，所以我喜欢。
He's talking about himself.
他讲到他自己。
I love your word. He said,
我喜欢你的话。
I love your word.
我喜爱你的话。
Verse 159.
159节。
Consider how I love thy precepts or thy word. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness.
你看我怎么爱你的训词，耶和华，求你照你的慈爱将我救活。
Verse 161 to 167. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word.
首领无故的逼迫我，但我的心畏惧你的言语。
Did you get that?
你们听看到。
He was awestruck with the word of God.
他为着主的话畏惧。
Verse
162.
I rejoice that thy word is one that findeth great spoil.
我喜爱你的话好像人得了许多的掳物。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
That means there were times in the Bible when there was a battle and the winning nation would plunder the other nation and bring home a lot of precious treasure.
从圣经我们发现，当两个国家在打仗的时候，赢的那个国家把输的国家的东西都掳过来了。
And they called it spoil.
他说这个是他的掳物。
They spoiled the enemy.
他毁掉敌人了。
And they took all their cattle and all their gold and all their precious things, they took them for themselves.
他把他们的牛羊，他们宝贝的东西都抢过来了。
And he says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil.
他说我喜爱你的话好像人这个把掳物抢过来。
When I look in your word, he says to the Lord, I feel as though I've just discovered a massive, fabulous treasure.
当我读你的话，我发现这里有宝藏。
Verse
163.
I hate and abhor lying, but thy law or thy word do I love.
谎话是我所恨恶的，所憎嫌的，唯有你的律法是我所爱的。
Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. My judgments are thy word.
我因你公义的典章，一天七十赞美你。
Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
爱你律法的人有大平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。
If God gives you this kind of love, you will never be offended.
如果神给你这样爱他的话的话，你就不会绊脚。
That's a tremendous thing.
何等大的这个事。
Verse 166.
166节。
Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. Thy commandments, another word for the word of God.
耶和华，我仰望你的救恩，遵行你的命令。
My soul hath kept thy testimonies, another word, and I love them exceedingly.
我心里守了你的法度，这法度是我所喜爱的。
I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee.
我遵守了你的训词和法度，因我一切所行的都在你面前。
Go back to the beginning of this Psalm 119 for a moment.
我们回到119篇的最前面。
Verse 11, chapter
11节。
119 verse 11.
11节。
Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
我将你的话藏在我心里，免得我得罪你。
This precious word,
这个宝贝的话，
can keep us from sin.
能够保守我们不犯罪。
There is nothing in the universe that can compare with this precious book.
在这个宇宙中没有一本书能够跟圣经比的。
So will you say with me in your heart?
你能够在心中跟我一样这样说吗？
Lord,
主啊，
give me a great love for your word.
给我这么能够这样喜爱你的话的。
Do you want to hear the Lord speaking to you?
你愿不愿意听到主对你说话？
You know there are some Christians say that I don't know what the Lord's saying.
有些基督徒说我根本不知道主怎么讲话。
He never speaks to me.
他从来没跟我讲过话。
I've never heard his voice.
我从来没听过他的声音。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
He's always speaking.
他是一直在讲话的。
In His Son.
在他的儿子里面。
And this room is full of His voice.
在这个建筑物里面充满他的话。
Yes, there are other voices.
没错，很多声音。
But he's speaking.
但是他在讲话。
He wants us to know what he's saying to us.
他要我们知道他在跟我们讲什么。
And we can learn how to recognize his voice.
我们要学习能够认清到他的话。
And if you love the word of God,
如果你爱主的话，
and you'll give yourself to the word of God,
你把自己摆到主的话语里面，
he will use that to speak to you.
他能够用他的话对我们每个人说话。
Many times when he speaks, that's what he does. He speaks through the word of God.
每一次他讲话都是接着他的话来讲到我们心中。
And my wife and I, June and I, have been traveling, as we told you, many miles. We've been listening to some audio books.
我们有时候在开车开很多很多里，我们就在车上听圣经一些话。
And one of the books we've been listening to is the biography of Amy Carmichael.
我听到一本书里面就讲到这个 Amy Carmichael 这位姊妹。
She was a great servant of the Lord, a great missionary.
她是一个主很用的一个宣教士。
And as a girl.
当她一个小少女的时候
walking home with her brothers and her mother from the meeting on Sunday,
主日跟她父母亲跟兄弟走回家
they saw a beggar woman, very poor, a poor beggar woman carrying kind of a heavy load.
看到一个乞丐一个妇人背着一个很重的担子
and they were all dressed in their Sunday finery.
他们主日去聚会都穿得好好
and other people walking away home from the meeting just passed this woman by, I think.
我想很多人都这样离开礼拜堂回家都经过了这个乞丐
but her and her, one of her brothers or both of his brothers went beside the woman and helped her and carried her load.
他跟他两个兄弟这个就去到那个乞丐帮这个妇人起来帮他背他的重担
to her home
一直带他到他回家
however poor it was
不管他有多穷
and they were aware the childrenOf the mother, Amy was one of them. They were aware that the other people from the meeting were looking at them rather funny.
他们也知道其他从这个礼拜堂出来的人看他们所做的觉得很奇怪。
Don't you know that woman is not so clean?
难道你不知道她很脏吗？
And so on and so forth.
讲了很多的话。
And at one point she was kind of hiding herself. She didn't want to think about what they were thinking about her.
有一段时间可能他就不知道人家怎么想想要把自己躲起来
and after they left her at her home they walked back through the town and there was a fountain there
当他们回到他那个住家的时候那里有一个水池
and as she was standing at the fountain God spoke to her
当他站在这个水池的时候神对他说话
and he said this
他主这样说
gold, silver, precious stone wood, hay, stubble
就跟他讲了金银宝石或者草木禾秸
and she said in her heart
他在他心里面说
that's a part of the Bible
他不这不是圣经里面的
话 I've got to find out where that is
我要去找圣经的哪里讲这个话
listen gold, silver, precious stone
金银宝石
gold the fire will never damage gold
金火是烧不掉的
it only purifies
他只会一直把它炼净的
Silver will never be damaged by fire.
银也不会被火烧掉。
It only purifies.
只会把它洁净。
And precious stone,
宝石
nothing can touch that.
没有东西能够拆毁它。
It lasts forever.
会存到永远的。
Wood, hay, stubble,
草木禾秸。
Put the fire to any of those.
你把它摆到火里面去。
It won't last.
没了。
She went home and looked up the scripture in the Bible.
他就回家去找，就是这个圣经在哪里
I think it's 1 Corinthians 13. Don't look for it now.
我想是哥林多前书第十三章。
But listen.
我们听。
Learn this from Amy Carmichael.
我们从这位姊妹身上，我们去学。
Lord,
主啊
show me how to give myself in this life to things that are eternal.
但愿我在今天活着，能够为着永什么东西有永远价值的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
Don't waste your time on things that are temporal. Don't waste your time.
不要再浪费时间为着暂时的事情。
I know some of you have to work.
我知道你没有人要上班。
I know some of you are going to school.
我知道你们当中有人是读书的。
I know these things. I was there.
我曾经也走过。
And you may think, okay, it's easy for me to say that now because I'm retired and I got all kinds of time every day.
那你说，你现在讲的简单了，因为你退休了，你太多时间了。
It's not true.
不对的。
Redeem the time.
赎回这次光阴
Buy up your time.
把这个时间抓回来
And tell the Lord, I want to use it for your glory.
告诉主说我要用我这个时间是为着你的荣耀
And one of the ways we can redeem the time.
有一个方法怎么赎回你的光阴
Read the precious word of God.
读主的话
Now listen. I want you to listen to me.
我希望你听
You are listening to me. I'm thankful for that.
我谢谢你们在听我讲
But listen carefully.
小心的听，注意的听。
Can you specifically give God 25 minutes every day to read the Bible.
你能够每一天给主25分钟读主的话。
If you do that,
如果你这样做，
in 1 year you will have read the whole Bible.
如果你这样读的话，你一年就读过一次。
I think Hudson Taylor read it 40 times.
我想戴德森弟兄读了40次。
And Pancho Quintero is a friend of ours. He's now 85 or something in Cuba. He tells us he's read it 100 times.
我们有一位弟兄在古巴，他说他大概85岁，他说我已经读了100次。
Do you want to learn how to hear the voice of God?
你想不想听到主的声音？
Read His word.
读主的话。
And you university and high school students, don't tell me you don't have time.
你们在大学读书的，在高中读书的，不要告诉我你没时间。
If you have a TV, turn it to the wall.
如果你有电视，把它转过来。
And if your computer doesn't have a lid, get a lid for it and close it.
如果你的电脑有个盖的，把它盖起来。
But tell the Lord.
告诉主。
This is the only book that we can say this is God's word. This is eternal.
因为只有这本书能够说这是神的话，并且存到永远的。
And He'll teach you.
他会从当中教你的。
By His grace.
靠着他的恩典。
June and I have read the Bible audibly, the whole Bible, every year for I think 30 times around there.
我想我们夫妻两个人这本圣经应该从头到底大概读了三。
And now that my voice is getting a little older, we hired a man. He has a Bible reader.His name is Alexander Sowerby, and he reads the Bible to us every day. Three chapters. We turn it on, and we have our Bibles, and we follow with him, and then we read the New Testament ourselves out.
我现在声音没有了，所以我请了一个人把圣经读。他读的时候，我就在这里看。
He has agreed to do that for us.
他愿意这样鼓励我们读。
And we're thankful.
我们谢谢他。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
Give yourself to the Word of God.
把自己摆进主的话里面去。
Paul says, give attention, give attendance to reading, read it. Of course, yes. When the Lord gives you time, study it and search the scriptures. But begin by just reading it. Just read it and say, Lord, speak to me. Show me what you want. Read it.
用心去读。当然，我们可以慢慢再来查考圣经。但最开始要用心去读。
Yeah, one great preacher in England said all of his morning newspapers became afternoon papers. Because he didn't read them in the morning. No, he read the Word of God. I think from 6 till 12, that was it, the Word of God.
有一个很出名的传道人在英国，他所有早报都称为午报，因为早上他是读圣经。
I can tell you I know something tonight.
我可以告诉你，今天晚上我发现一件事。
God is here and He's speaking.
神在这里，在说话。
And the book of Revelation says,He that hath ears, let him hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Tell the Lord, Lord, let me hear what you're saying tonight. He's speaking.
启示录说，有耳的就应当听。主在这里说话，但愿我们都听。
Number one.
一个。
First love.
起初的爱。
Number two.
第二个。
Lord, give me a great love for your word.
给我一个对你的话语有个爱慕。
Number three.
第三个。
Let's turn to Matthew 25. Sorry. Matthew 25.
马太第二十五章。
Maybe you already know what this is, what I'm going to read.
你们可能知道我要读什么了。
We're going to read the first 13 verses of Matthew 25.
我要读前面第十三节。
Then shall the king, these are the words of Jesus.
这主耶稣说的话。
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
那时天国好比十个童女呢，就登出去迎接新郎。
Now I want to point out to you as we read on, they were all virgins.
你要知道这都是童女。
Therefore we believe they were all believers. They were all belonging to the Lord.
全部是重生得救的基督徒。
But five were wise and five were foolish.
五个聪明的，五个愚拙的。
Oh, Lord, don't let me be foolish.
不要让这些话把我们愚昧骗我们了。
Verse 3.
第三节。
We already said verse 3, yeah. Verse 2.They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
愚昧的拿着灯却没有预备油。
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
新郎迟疑的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom's coming. Go ye out to meet him."
半夜有人喊着说，看哪，新郎来了，你们出去迎接他。
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
那些童女都起来收拾灯。
And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out."
愚拙的对聪明说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己去卖油的那里去买吧。
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
Afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us.
其余的童女随后也到了，主啊，主啊，为我们开门。
But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not.
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
And then this tremendous warning.
这里最一个很大的一个警告。
Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
所以你们要警醒，因为不那日子那时辰你们不知道神的儿子要来了。
Number three is this.
第三点。
I'm telling the Lord in my heart.
我在心中告诉我的主。
And I want you to tell him tonight.
我也希望你也能够这样对主说。
Lord.
主啊。
Don't let me miss anything that's important to you in what's coming down the pipe.
不要让我失去是对是你看为重要的事。
These five foolish virgins missed this marriage supper. They missed it.
So 五个愚拙的他们失去了。
I'm not going to speak about what that means.For us.
我先不讲了，这个对我们是什么意思
？But this is the Lord speaking to us again tonight.
这个是主今天对我们说的。
Tell the Lord.
告诉主。
Lord, I want to be filled with oil.
我要被你能够。
I want to have a reservoir.
我要成为一个大池塘。
So that I will not miss anything.
我不会失去任何事情。
That you want to do.
是你要在我身上，要我知道的。
Number four.
第四个。
Turn to the book of Revelation. Revelation, chapter two.
启示录第二章
Revelation chapter 2
第二章启示录
Okay, let me just tell you what it is first and then we're going to read a few verses
我先告诉你是什么我要读
几个圣
经第四个
We already sang it
我已经唱过了
Lord
主啊
I want to be an overcomer
我要成为一个得胜者
I don't know everything that means
我不一定知道全部是在讲什么
And I cannot stand before you tonight or stand on the cornerAnd say, brothers and sisters, look at me, I'm an overcomer. No,
我不能够站在某一个角落说，哎，弟兄姊妹，看我是一个得胜者。
But in my heart,
但是在我心里面
I tell the Lord,
我告诉主
I don't know what it means,
我不知道它什么意思。
But make me an overcomer.
但是使我成为一个得胜者。
We sang that in the hymn number 660.
这刚刚唱过的660首里面讲的这句话。
Lord, make me an overcomer.
使我成为一个得胜者。
I'm going to read for you what it means, what's going to happen to the overcomers.
我要跟大家读，究竟对一个得胜者有什么事情发生呢
？Revelation chapter 2,
启示录第二章
verse 7,
第七节。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命的果子赐给他吃。
These are the words of Jesus.
这是耶稣讲的话。
He knows exactly what he's talking about.
他知道他在讲什么的。
They're going to be overcomers will be eat of the tree of life.
一个得胜者能够吃到生命树的果子。
I want to be there.
我要这样做。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
I want to be there.
我要进入这个情况。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the white stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it.
圣灵上教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能够认识。
Lord, by thy grace, I want to be there.
靠着主你的恩典，我要在那里。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them.For the rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter, shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star.
那得胜的又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐他权柄，制服列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们，将他们如同窑匠的瓦器打碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。 我又要把诚心赐给他。
Chapter 3 verse 5
第三章第五节。
He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
Verse 12
第十二节，三章十二节。
Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, and I will write upon him my new name.
这圣的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上，从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne.
这圣的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了圣，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一样。
As you can see from these few scriptures that I've read,
你看到这几节的圣经。
To be an overcomer is not a small thing.
要成为一个得胜者不是小的事。
And I have no plan to tell you how to become one.
我现在没有要跟你说怎么成为一个得胜者。
But if you tell God in your heart tonight,
但是如果你心中跟主说
and mean it,
你真的是这样想的
Lord,
主啊
I want to be an overcomer.
我要成为一个得胜者。
He will work in your life.
他会在你生命中在你身上工作。
He will work in your life.
他会在你身上工作。
Number five.
最后一点。
I want you to turn to Matthew 24.
马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew 24, verse 42.
马太二十四章第四十二节。
Watch therefore.For ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
42-44节，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天要到，来到家主。若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
In John's Gospel, chapter 14, we won't turn there tonight.
在约翰福音第十四章。
In John 14, Jesus said words something like this.
耶稣在哪里这样说
？In my Father's house are many mansions.
在我父的家里有很多住处。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
如果没有，我会告诉你。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去，那是为你们预备地方。
But I will come again.
我还会回来。
This is number five.
这是第五点。
Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth again.
主耶稣是要再回到这个地上来的。
We don't know when.
我们不知道什么时候。
None of us know when.
没有人知道是什么时候。
I think it's a phenomenal thing that even the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't know when he's going to come.
我觉得太奇妙了，我们的主说他也不知道。
That's a secret hidden in the heart of God.
因为这是在神心中的一个秘密。
But he's going to come.
但他要回来了。
And I believe it soon.
我相信很快的。
And I want to be ready.
我愿意在那里。
Not only ready.
不只是已经预备好。
I want to be looking for.
我要一直在看着他回来。
Every day.
每天。
And longing for him.
我在那里巴望他的。
And yearning for him to come.
我真的在那里祷告说等候他回来。
And so I remember something that Margaret Barber said to Brother Nee as they were walking down the road.
我记得何淑文姊妹跟尼托森弟兄当他们在路上走路的时候。
Margaret Barber had this somehow in her heart. She had this tremendous longing for the Lord's coming.
我们何淑文姊妹心中有一个巴望，真的巴望主回来。
And one day they were walking in this, I think, in the little village where she lived.
她可能在他们何姊妹住的那个乡村里面，他们在走路。
And she said something like this to him.
她对尼弟兄这样说。
Do you think he'll come before we get to that corner?
他说我们主会不会在我们转角的时候就遇到主回来
Do you think he'll come before we get to that corner?
会不会我们还没走到那个 转角主就回来
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
Have you read your New Testament?
你有没有读新约
Do you remember when? Do you remember all the prophecies in the Old Testament about the coming of the Lord Jesus the first time?
有没有知道在旧约里面讲到主第一次来的所有的预言
Many prophecies given in the Old Covenant about when the Lord would come.
所有关于旧约的讲到主会来的
And how many people were looking for him?
有多少人在等他的
Only a few.
只有少部分
Only a few that we know.
只有一很少部分的
Maybe less than 20.
可能少过二十个他们是在看
and longing,
一直在发望的
and how they were rewarded.
神怎么报答他们
Simeon was one of those
西面
and Anna
Hanna,
you can read about them in Luke chapter 2
这个在路加福音里面说的
there was a day when he picked up a little baby Jesus in his arms
当他们抱起这个 小婴孩的时候
and after that he said to the Lord
他就对主说
I can come to be with you now
你可以释放仆人先安然回去了
I've seen your salvation.
我已经看到你的救恩。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
I've told you five things.
我今天晚上告诉大家五件事情。
First love.
起初的爱。
Love God's word.
爱慕神的话。
Don't miss anything that he's doing.
不要失去主今天要做的事。
I want to be an overcomer.
我要成为一个得胜者。
And I want to be ready and looking, have all my bags packed for your coming.
我要做一个准备好我在盼望的什么都整齐了等主回来了
These are some things that I'm telling the Lord
这是几件事情在我心中告诉我的主
I will never know which of you are telling the Lord that between you and the Lord
我不知道你跟主讲什么是你跟主的关系
But he's so wonderful
那主很奇妙
He's so precious
他这么宝贵
Can you imagine he said to the overcomers
They're going to sit with him on his
throne.
他说你能够在我的宝座上与我一同坐席。
What must that be like?
那是什么样的样子
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
What are you going through?
你现在经过什么
Oh, you must be going through something.
你一定在经过一些事
And maybe some real difficulties.
可能一个非常大一些难处
Maybe like Hannah.
好像哈拿一样
I don't know.
我不知道
I'm going through some things that I never...Ever imagined that I would be coming my way.
我也遇到一些从来没想过会来到我身上的。
But when we think about all these wonderful things when the Lord comes,
但是如果我们想到当主回来有这么多奇妙的事情
，I want to be able to say with Paul,
我但愿能够像保罗一样这样说
，This light affliction,
这些试炼是轻省的。
When we compare what we're going through here to the glory.
当我们在比较这些事情跟主的荣耀
Being with the Lord Jesus forever,
我们能够跟主永远在一起
we say that our afflictions are light.
我们今天所经过的都是轻省
And we also say in our hearts,
我们也可以在我们心中说
Maranatha
Lord, Maranatha 愿主你快来
Lord,
愿主你快来
I'm done
我就教宗教
主 Let's pray
我们一起有点祷告
Father, thank you for your precious word.
父啊，我们谢谢你宝贵的话。
Thank you for the great gift of the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你把圣灵赐给我们。
And Father, we want to thank you. There was a day when you gave us your lovely Son.
父啊，我们谢谢你那一天把你的宝贝儿子赐给我们。
And here we are before you tonight.
主啊，我们今天在你的面前。
And you're looking into every one of our hearts.
父啊，你看见每一个人的心中。
Lord, have your way.
主啊，有你，让你在每个人心中工作。
Let there be transactions within our hearts, all of our hearts tonight for you.
但愿我们里面一些的交战都能够摆在你的面前。
Give us first love.
给予我们那起初的爱。
For you.
为着你。
Give us a great love for your word.
给予我们爱慕你的话语。
And make us overcomers.
使我们成为得胜者。
And don't let us miss anything that you're going to do.
主啊，不要让我们失去你要所成就的事。
We want to be like those wise virgins.
我们要成为那五个聪明的童女。
And Lord, by your grace, we would be overcome.
主啊，但愿靠着你的恩典，我们都能够成为得胜。
And looking even tonight for your
coming. 主啊，我们真的就是今天晚上，我们能够成为一个等候你回来的人。
Bless your word in every life.
主啊，在我们生命中祝福你自己的话语。
We give you thanks together in the name of the Lord.
我们一起把感谢赞美归给我们的主。
Amen.
Amen. 聚会就到这里。我们弟兄礼拜天早晨还会再跟我们有交通。 Sunday morning, our brother will continue sharing with us after the Lord's table.